Remarkably, Marie Antoinette is a major figure. In most cases, I think there's a distinction to be drawn between queens regnant and queens consort. Queens regnant are clearly queens who rule in their own right. Think of Elizabeth I, Catherine the Great. They are immensely powerful women. Queen consorts are queens who are married to powerful kings, and that's very much the category into which Marie Antoinette falls into. Marie Antoinette, in some ways, is incredibly significant because her marriage to the then Dauphin of France, the Crown Prince, the future Louis XVI, is intended to seal one of the most important diplomatic reversals in the history of Europe, namely that France and Austria, after centuries of enmity and war, form an alliance, and the marriage of the Habsburgs and the Bourbons seals a family compact. It's almost supposed to be a secret weapon to make France invincible on the European continent and in America. So before she arrives, there's a great hope that this marriage is going to make France one of the most powerful countries in the world. Sadly, it doesn't quite work out this way. But there's a lot of speculation as to what will this woman do when she reaches France? What will be her role? There's a lot of questioning about, will she be a traditional queen consort or not? Incidentally, Louis XIV's mother had been Austrian, had been a Habsburg, but she'd been from the Spanish Habsburgs. So there was a precedent. And her marriage eventually had led to civil war, the Fronde. So let's say the precedents were a bit dodgy to start with, or off with already.